dissect?
I think so. Is all my paper over there?
Yep, they're all there. Hello, hello, hello. Is there anybody there? I'll just start on my own. Hello, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, everyone. I would like to give a warm welcome to each and every one of you here this morning. It's great to be in the house of the Lord on the Lord's Day, and we will surely be blessed by being here. Some of the things that are happening within our service this morning are planned. And some of them may not be. The children obviously will be participating very much in our service because this is our vacation Bible school service. And what you're seeing here this morning is a kind of a summary of the great week that we have had. We've had an absolutely marvellous week, Monday through Thursday. Children of it were great. We all had a great time. And we hope that we can let you see from what happens here today a good reflection on the good things that happened during the week. But before I get into that, it would be remiss of me if I didn't say a big thank you for that breakfast that we enjoyed this morning. Wasn't that great? That will not be the way that we will be going from now on. We will have it occasionally as we do now, and we will all very much enjoy it. I'm not going to go heavily into announcements. Life's pretty much the same at the moment as it always is. Next Sunday is our worship service at 10 o'clock as usual. Anybody got any special announcement that they need to make at this time? Nope. Okay, great. That's that bit done. So now we worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, and we come now before his presence in silence. Our call to worship this morning is one of the pieces of scripture that we used during this past week in BBS, and it comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verses 4 to 6, and where St. Paul tells us there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. And that's what we'll be seeing this morning. The Lord our God at work right through these children and everything that they're saying and doing. We stand and we sing to the glory of God. The hymn number 2 from the Red Book, Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Light of the world, shine upon us, set us free by the truth, now bring us, shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory, blaze, Spirit, blaze, set and mercy, send your radiance. Be the blood I lay into your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory, blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. As we gaze on your King, saw faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Spirit, hear me, our lives tell the story. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
Please be seated. Let us bow our heads and join together in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, our gracious and loving Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have given to us this morning this great joy, this great privilege of being able to come together in your house on this your day. And we know, gracious Lord, that when we meet here, we meet not only one with another, but also we meet with our Lord and our Saviour, our Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for our presence. And we pray that you will bless each of us because we are able to be here. We thank you for this day, Lord. We pray that you will bless us as we worship. We pray, Lord, that you will bless these children as they do their very best to present for us some of the things that have happened in their vacation Bible school this week. We thank you for the week we have had, Lord, for the fun and for the enjoyment. We pray, Lord, for anyone who is not able to be with us today, Lord. Some people had to do other things, we know, and some people are prevented because of sickness and illness. Wherever they are, Lord, we pray that you will bless them, that they may know that we are praying for them, and that you will grant them your blessing. In our hearts, Lord, we have people sitting there who we care for, who we worry about, and we pray for them at this time, Lord, that you will touch their lives, that you will bless them. And we think very much, Lord, at this time, of the victims of that shooting down in Colorado, of the families of those who lost loved ones, and all of the victims who are being cared for in hospitals. And we pray, Holy Father, that you will let your loving hand touch these lives, that you will bless them, that you will help them to heal, and that you will help them, Father, to know that you are indeed with them at this time. You have taught us, Lord, to pray for those who bring evil into the world, and we pray for the man who caused this awful thing, Lord. We don't really know what to say, but we are in your hands, Lord, and by the power of your Spirit, we pray for this gentleman that you will touch his life and do what needs to be done. Bless us now, Father, as we worship. Grant us the joy of your presence, and bless us, for we worship you in the name of Jesus. And we pray, as Jesus taught us to pray, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Your gifts for the work of God in this church and throughout the world will now be received. Thank you. Thank you.
here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, we are ever thankful for your goodness to us. And so we come to you now, Lord, and we bring these our gifts. We pray, Lord, that you will accept these gifts. We ask you to accept the givers, for we dedicate them all to the extension of your kingdom here on earth. For Jesus' sake, amen. Thank you. And now I am delighted to hand you over into the capable hands of Sharon and Chelsea. Thank you.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us today, and welcome to Wimmickville. Sharon and I had a lot of fun with the kids this week, and Sharon and I went and looked at programs this year, and nothing overly tickled our fancy, so being the newbies and the naive people that we are, we decided to write our own. We did have a lot of fun, and I think the kids did, too, so it was good. Wimmickville is based on some children's books that are written by Max Lucado. I'm sure all of you have heard of him. He's a great author. And these books are, we picked this series. They're all about these little wooden people named Wimmicks, and they're created by a man named Eli. Eli is the woodcarver. He is their creator. And in most of the, in the stories, he represents God. And we are the Wimmicks, I guess. And most of the stories, the main character is a little man named Punchinello. And so that's Hayden. He's a little green man. So anyways, each one of the stories has a simple yet really strong message for each of the kids that we hope that they were able to take something away from for each day. So I guess with that, we'll start with telling you about day one.
So every day in the book, it was You Are Special was the first day. So we did, it's just a brief outline of what the book was about. Every day the small wooden people called Wimmicks do the same thing. They stick either gold stars or gray dots on one another. The pretty ones with smooth wood and fine paint always get stars. The talented ones do too. Others, though, who do little or who have chipped paint get ugly gray dots like Punchinello. And Eli the woodcarver helps Punchinello understand how special he is, no matter what the other Wimmicks may think. The message in this book is that regardless of how the world evaluates you, God cherishes each of you just as you are. And our Bible verse from that day was Psalms 139, verse 13. You are the one who created me in my mother's body. Okay, and
so I think we're going to have the kids all come up, and we're going to sing our one nice calm song that we have for you.
It's called Jesus Joy.
You guys want to come join us on the stairs?
Yeah.
It's called Jesus Joy. Stand up, hold on the stairs. Stand up. Where's your little hand? You guys remember Jesus Joy? Kayma, you want to come? Carmen?
Yeah.
Come on.
Jody, you can come up if you want. You probably know the song as good as everybody else. If you want to, you can. It's up to you. Okay. Some of you can come. Why don't some of us come down on the steps in front? You're good. Tyler, you want to come forward? You're good. Ready? Oh, you don't? Oh, she's on. She's got it up here. First glitch. You want to dance?
It's Jesus' joy that fills my heart and keeps me going when when times get hard, on eagle's wings he lifts me up. His grace amazing is. Enough. It's Jesus' joy that fills my heart and keeps me going when times get hard. On eagle's wings he lifts me up. His grace amazing is.
Good. Okay. It's only going to get faster from here, hey? Okay. So on to day two. The story was called Your Special Gift. One morning, the people of Wemmicksville wake up to discover that they've all received gifts. Punchinello opens his door to find a hammer. Lucia receives a paintbrush and a set of paints. Hans the baker gets a wooden spoon, and nobody knows who their gifts are from. But each Wemmick receives the perfect gift for them. Punchinello loves to build, Lucia loves to paint, and Hans enjoys cooking very much. When a family of Wemmicks needs help to reach Eli, their woodcarver, Punchinello and his friends come to their aid. Unfortunately, nothing they seem to do is working. Only when they realize that Eli gave them a special gift are they able to use those gifts to make a difference. This story shows the kids that God has given them special gifts that they can use to serve him. Our verse for the day was in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 6. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but they all come from the same Spirit. There are different ways to serve the Lord, and we can each do different things. Yet the same God works in all of us and helps us in everything we do. So, at this time, this is when we realize that some of our kids on this day really do have some special talents. And there's a few where... just going to pick out a couple that would like to demonstrate their talents for you. Let's start with Evan. Would you like to show us your special talent, Evan? All right. I'll hold your hat for you. On your mark, get set, go! Wow! That's wonderful.
He's doing the splits, if no one saw that.
Do you
want to
do it over that way more so people can see? Here, come right over here and just...
And Gus?
Gus Reed, would you like to come up and show us your special talent?
Let's stand
right about here. Everybody can see you. Another board right there. Go ahead.
Something funny with your fingers? We heard you had Carter. Do you do something funny with your fingers? Would you like to show us?
Okay, I have yet to see this talent, but I've heard that Carter can do something very special with his hands. So go right in the middle there. There you go. Oh, he does a puzzle. Oh. And now we're going to call on Cassidy Reed. Not yet? Do you want to? Maybe she's having second thoughts.
Are you ready?
Are you ready, Cassidy? Yeah? Should we just move the mic over for you? Would that be good? Okay, you stand up in the middle.
Presentation for us.
Turn this thing down.
here.
Is that good? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you need something to hold the music for you?
I know that's good.
Are you sure? Yes, I can help you.
Good morning. Hello, this is the song that I will be singing for you today. It is called Take My Life and Let It Be. But before I sing, I would like to tell you a little story about the composer, Frances Ridley Havergal. She was a young girl who loved to sing. But when she was growing up, she got in a very severe accident, so severe it made her paralyzed. She went into the doctor's office one day, and he started poking her with a needle to see if she had any feeling at all. But she replied no. When he got up to her collarbone, she still replied no. But she said, "I may not be able to run and jump, but I can sure sing." And she started to sing Take My Life and Let It Be. And as she got older, she still composed songs. And this song is also a prayer that I pray, so I hope you will too. I hope you like it.
So on to day three. This day we read the book, If Only I Had a Green Nose. And so today, this day in Wemyssville, everyone is standing in line to have their noses painted green. Punchinello and his friends soon feel the pressure to be like everyone else and have their noses painted green. Not long after they have their noses painted green, Willie Whiffet, the new thing picker, decides that the red painted nose is the new best thing. Red noses turn to blue, then to pink, and then so on and so on. Soon Punchinello and his buddies had so many layers of paint on their noses that they couldn't remember what they really looked like. Tired of trying to fit in, they visit Eli, who tells them, "I'll always help you to be who I made you to be." And the verse for the day was Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. And always let him lead you, and he will clear the road for you to follow. Okay. And I think we have another song. And we have some little helpers here. In order? Okay, ready? Everybody stand up. You guys stand up too. Okay. Stand up, guys. Hayden, up. Up. No, Hayden, just stand up for now. So everyone can see. Worked with the kids during Bible talk time. I got the kids, each of the groups, to help me to write a prayer, and I sort of compiled all the groups together, and I'm going to read it for you now. This is our children's prayer for the day, and this is what the kids wrote. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day.
and for this world that we live in. Thank you for allowing us to spend this special time with our friends. Thank you, God, for giving us gifts and for making us special. Please help us to remember to spend time with you, to pray, and to always know you to get to know you better, and to always trust in your love. Thank you for making all of us so perfectly, and for loving us just the way we are. Amen. Okay, so on to day four. Day four, the book of the day was called You Are Mine. And okay, this book sort of talks about how in our world, in our society, we have the need for more, more, more all the time. Bigger allowances, better clothes, more is better, is how the world determines how special we are and who is special and who is not. In this book, Punchinello tries to prove his worth by getting more boxes and balls than any other Wemmicks. Punchinello starts to realize that the cost for his drive for the other Wemmicks' approval and his need to be like the rest of the crowd. Punchinello learned that Eli, his maker, loves him because of who he is and not what he possesses. It's not what you have, it's who you are. And our Bible verse of the day was from Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. Do not store up your treasures on earth. Moths and rust can destroy them, and thieves can break in and steal them. Instead, store up your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy them, and thieves cannot break in. Your heart will always be where your treasure is. And that kind of concluded our VBS program for the year. Sharon and I had a great time working with the kids. And I don't...
do the action story now.
Yeah, I guess we can do our action story now. And then we'll do our thank yous.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. We're just going to do... Oh, yeah, we're going to do our last song. Oh,
yes.
Should we do that after the play?
We're doing the sheep song after the play.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. So we're going to do one more song for you, and then the kids are going to get ready to do their little skit for you guys. Okay?
Actually,
do you guys want to... Everybody come up on stage.
Yeah.
And then we'll just divide them. So come on up, boys.
Come on
find
up.
A spot on the stage.
I want to be right here.
Georgia, stand up.
Thank you.
This is the part of our presentation which is only slightly rehearsed. And I have been instructed to read very slowly so that you are able to take in the action. And so this is the book entitled Your Special Gift by Max Lucado. Punchinello stepped out of his little house, looked at the bright orange sunrise, listened to the singing birds, and smiled. What a great day, Eli, he shouted up to his maker. Eli looked up and waved. His house sat on the highest hill, but not so high that he couldn't hear and see the wooden people he had made, the Wemmicks. Consider it a gift, my friend, he replied, and he entered his workshop. Punchinello noticed a bright red package in his mailbox. My, what is this? Someone brought me a present. He unwrapped it. A hammer. I love hammers. But who gave it to me? He looked up and down the street, but saw no one. Not far away, in another small house, Lucia, Punchinello's friend, was asking the same question. Who gave me such a nice gift? She wondered, as she lifted the lid off the box she found outside the front door. A paintbrush and a palette of paint. I love to paint, but who knew? Splint and Woody lived down the road from Lucia. They found their gifts at the foot of their beds. Wow! Thanks, Woody, Splint exclaimed. I didn't give it to you, Woody replied. Did you give this to me? He held up a green box with a yellow ribbon. No, but let's open our presents. Sewing stuff! Woody held up a needle and thread. I love to sew. Splint was just as excited. A guitar. I know how to play one of these. Who do you suppose brought us these gifts? And why? Woody added. Splint and Woody weren't the only curious Wemmicks. Hans, the baker, announced to his wife, Look, a new spoon. Violet, the florist, found a beautiful vase on her doorstep. Even the mayor and his wife discovered gifts. Look, a bucket and brush, the mayor beamed. I love to clean things. Why, when I was a little Wemmick, he started to say. Not me, his wife said. I don't like cleaning anything. Anything. That gift must be for you. And this one must be for you, replied the mayor, as he reached further into the box. A book. A storybook for little Wemmicks. What fun. Who gave us these gifts? Asked his wife. I don't know, replied the mayor, looking out of his second floor window to the street. But I see some little Wemmicks who could use a story. The mayor and his wife looked down at a very tired Wemmick family. The mother and father were leaning against a wagon. Their three children, looking cold and sad, sat in the back. By the time the mayor and his wife reached the street, other Wemmicks were already with the family. Punch, Lucia, Splint, and Woody had brought their gifts to the village, hoping to find the giver. But when they saw the wagon, they dropped the presents in a pile and forgot about them. What happened? Lucia asked the family. Everything has gone wrong, the father explained. Our wagon wheel broke when we crossed the bridge. When the wagon wheel broke, the wagon tilted, and our clothes fell into the river and washed away. The rain soaked our food. We are tired and hungry and dirty. Where are you going? We came from far away to see Eli, the mother answered. But I don't think we'll make it. So tired, so hungry. Her voice trailed off and her head hung low. For a few moments, no one spoke. No one knew what to say. But Punchinello had an idea. He turned to his friends and announced, "Hey, we can help this family to see Eli." "Yeah," they agreed, and every Wemmick ran to work on the broken wheel. Splint and Woody tried to yank it off, but it would not budge. "Here, let me get it," demanded Hans the baker. But when he pulled, the wheel broke into two pieces. "Now see what you've done," said the mayor. "Let me take over." But when he lifted the wheel, it fell apart. "This isn't working," Punchinello thought, but he didn't know what to do. "We are so cold and hungry," the mother moaned. "I have clothes," Hans yelled, running towards his house. "I know how to cook," shouted the mayor's wife, which caused the mayor to turn and look at her. "I did cook," she told him, hurrying away, "once, a long time ago. Well, maybe I helped someone else to cook, but I can try." But she didn't know how to cook. She returned with burned bread and cold soup. And Hans brought clothes, but not clothes the family could use. They were cut to fit his short and square body. "This isn't working," Punch said to himself again, but he didn't know what to do, and neither did anyone else. The family still shivered and their tummies still growled. What's worse, the Wemmicks began to argue with each other. "Your food is not fit to eat," Splint told the mayor's wife. "And your wheel is no good for rolling," she replied. "Well," Lucia chuckled, and Splint yelled at her, "and you haven't helped at all." "Well, I don't know what to do." "None of us do," said Punchinello. "That's our problem." He flopped down on a box and plopped his chin on his hands. "Something isn't right." Everyone grew quiet. "You bet it's not," agreed Lucia. "But what do we do?" Punch lifted his head and smiled. "I know. Let's go and ask Eli." Everyone liked that idea. So together they walked up the hill to Eli's workshop. Punchinello knocked on the big wooden door. Eli opened it, wearing his apron and his warm smile. "Hello, friends." He sat down on the bench. "How can I help you?" They told him about the family of travelers, and they described the broken wheel. Eli nodded. "I know." When they told their maker about the lost clothing and the ruined food, he nodded again. "I know." "They are coming to see you, Eli," Lucia added. "I know," he smiled. "You know," she asked. "You knew about the wheel and the food and the clothing?" "I did." "You knew they were coming to see you?" He nodded again. Lucia looked at Punch. Punch looked at the others. They all looked at Eli and they asked, "Then why didn't you bring them help?" "I did." The Wemmicks were puzzled. "You did? How did you help them?" "I sent you." "Us?" "You. I led them through the village so you could help them." For a moment, no one spoke. Finally, Punchinello did. "That's our problem, Eli. We want to help, but don't know how. The wheel is still broken, and the travelers are still cold, and the food is still bad. Even the mayor's wife nodded. Sounds to me like everyone is doing something, but no one is doing the right thing, Eli explained. What? Splint and Woody asked. Try this, Eli smiled. Each of you do the most of what you do best. Each of you do the most of what you do best. The villagers pondered these words. Do the most of what you do best, Eli pleaded. You have gifts, don't you? For a moment, no one spoke. Then Punchinello remembered. I do. I have a hammer. And I have a guitar, Splint piped up. Someone gave me a needle and thread, Woody added. And one by one, the Wemmicks announced their gifts until Lucia realized. Did you give those to us, Eli? The maker nodded and smiled. Use the gifts I gave you. Don't try to use a gift you don't have. Just do the most of what you do best. Feeling much better, they returned to the village and walked straight to their pile of gifts. Punchinello took his hammer, looked at the wagon and said, I can repair the wheel with this. Splint took his needle and thread. Time for me to make some clothes. Hans the baker cooked with his spoon. The mayor cleaned the wagon with his brush, and Lucia decorated it with her paint. After the baker fed the family and Splint finished sewing their clothes, the mayor's wife read stories to the children, and Woody sang them songs. Not for long, however. The family was so tired they soon fell fast asleep. All the Wemmicks agreed to meet the next morning and take the travellers to see Eli. As the sun rose, a group of happy Wemmicks led the wagon and the travellers up the hill. The birds sang and the Wemmicks smiled. When they reached Eli's house, he was glad to see them. Looks like you made some progress. We sure did, Eli, Punchinello smiled. Thank you for the gifts. Know anyone else who needs any help?
Sean, do you want to come up? No? Okay. All right. So we're...
Oh, yes. You better come.
He's our best sheep of all. Okay, we're going to finish with our last song. And it's called I Just Want to Be a Sheep. This is a good one to get the wiggles out.
The Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep. Ba, 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 ba. Don't want to be a goat, no. Don't want to be a goat, no. They haven't got any hope, no. Don't want to be a goat, no. I just want to be a sheep. Ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep. Ba, 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 ba. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep. Ba, 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 ba. I don't want to be a hypocrite. Don't want to be a hypocrite. They're not hip to it. Don't want to be a hypocrite. I just want to be a sheep. Bop, 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 bop.
I just wanna be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just wanna be a sheep, ba 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 ba. Don't wanna be a Pharisee. Don't wanna be a Pharisee. They're not fair, you see. Don't wanna be a Pharisee. I just wanna be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I just wanna be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just wanna be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I don't wanna be a Sadducee. Don't wanna be a Sadducee. 'Cause they're so sad, you see. I don't wanna be a sad, you see. I just wanna be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I just wanna be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just wanna be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I just wanna be a child of God. I just wanna be a child of God. Walking the same path He trod. I just wanna be a child of God. I just wanna be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I just wanna be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just wanna be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I just wanna be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I really wanna be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I just wanna be a sheep, ba 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 ba. I really wanna be a ba 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 ba. Wanna be a sheep, ba.
That kind of wraps up our program for the year. I hope you all enjoyed that very special rendition of Special Gifts. Before we leave, I don't know if it's possible, Phil, while we're saying thank yous, is it possible to play some of the pictures from the week from the USB stick I left back there, or no? Surprise! yeah. We're just going to say a couple thank yous. And for everyone who did help, yeah, that's kind of how me and Chelsea operate the surprise. So thank you for bearing with us. Well, first of all, just thank you to everybody who was here with us all week. When we first started out, we put a sign-up sheet outside, and it was a little bit bare bones. We were a little nervous, but it kept building, and we just want to say thank you to everybody. We know how busy everybody is, so for everybody to take 4 days out of their week like that, it really meant a lot to us, and Sharon and I were able to really pull it off with everybody's help. Special thank you to everybody who ran stations. We had Joanne, of course, on crafts, our crafty lady, and Sue McIntosh helped her this year, so thank you, Sue. Julia was nice enough to try to wrangle the kids together to keep them playing games. Yeah. And Andy came in kind of last minute and took over some science lessons for us, so we really appreciate that.
And Scott Reed, thank you. He ran the woodwork station outside, and lots of power tools and lots of little kids. And
nobody got hurt.
No one got hurt. Yeah, so thank you for being so patient. And you see some of the creations they made on the last day. They're just fantastic.
The kids really had a lot of fun, I think, doing woodwork this year. And so thank you to Sandy for being hands-on out there, and also to Lori. Yeah. Big thank you to Lori. She sort of helped out in all aspects this year. Lori Reed is our talented painter in this church, so she painted the mural for us. She organized the music for us, and she was also very helpful to Scott. Mm-hmm. Scott always enjoys when a woman can run power tools, so. Yeah. And
And a lot of you dropped off like wood and hammers and cookies and all the materials, boxes.
Yeah.
The boxes were a hit. Kids, thank you.
Kids never grow out of playing in boxes, so that was great.
Yeah.
And yeah, special thank you to Bob Bergeson for cutting all those slabs of wood for kids to router their names on and for all that extra wood. The last day when we told the kids, oh, it's free day, you guys can build your own creations, their faces just lit up and the creativity just started flowing. It was just so much fun. Mm-hmm. Scott, I think, could have had about 8 hands that day coming out of him. It was so much fun. Yeah.
And the crew that showed up this morning for the pancakes and all the cleanup, that was great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we really appreciate that.
Yeah. And Ian and Iris, we couldn't have done it without you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you very much
for all your help and your support and for encouraging us and letting us know that you like what we're doing and we were on the right path most of the time.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's it.
Thank you.
You guys as you can see, these weren't edited. Sorry. There's Joanne.
Fronting your heads.
There's some games.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Yeah.
So if we could just give a round of applause for everybody who helped out, we really appreciate it.
Two people, of course, that we haven't thanked yet. These two girls, they've done a fantastic job this week. They decided that they were going to do their own thing, and they wanted to keep it simple, and they wanted to do a simple Bible stories and simple messages to the children. And the children are kind of used by the Lord as channels of blessing, and they take home with them what they have done each day, and the simple messages that they were given, they, I'm sure, took home and shared with you folks when they got home. The kids have done a great job here today, and they have done it because they have been guided and inspired by Chelsea and Sharon. Let's say thank you to these two young ladies. They just did a fantastic job, and we very much appreciate all of the work that they put into it. And boy, they worked hard every day, and so did the children. As the week progressed, you could see the kids getting more and more tired, and you can see the teachers crawling in. But it was good. We appreciate it. And that we will put the unedited pictures up on the screen at the end of the service. And have we still got coffee? Do we still have coffee back there? Coffee and cookies. So you get your coffee, you get your cookies, and if you want to come and watch the pictures like this, so like this, then you can do. And so we're going to close our service today as we always close, as we stand and sing to God's glory, to be God's people.
Almighty Father, give us a vision of a dying world that needs your love and care. We see the need, the yearning for a Savior. In Jesus' name, grant this our prayer. To be God's people in this place, live His goodness, share His grace, proclaim God's mercy through His Son. Be His love to everyone. And when we falter, be Thou our comfort. Guide us as Your children, that our lives may be a beacon in this darkness that surrounds us, a light that others then may see. To be God's people in this place, live His goodness, share His grace, proclaim God's mercy through His Son, be His love to everyone.
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all whom we love this day and forevermore. Amen.